Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. I'm Jordan Buscarini, and joining us in studio again today, we have Superintendent Lance Hatch. And Dr. Hatch, it's always a pleasure to get you in. I definitely appreciate you making time yet again, as we have a very fluid situation, to say the least.
Yes, thank you again for letting me come in and have the opportunity to share some more information.
I know it's going to be changing, dare I say, daily, because that's kind of what it has done up to this point in time. I know when we had you in on Friday, we were talking about dismissal of school, right? We didn't want to use the word closure. We wanted to use dismissal because the students were still being held to a certain amount of standards. Same thing with the expectations placed on the teachers. While that's still in place, unfortunately, that process has kind of changed as of Tuesday morning.
That's right. We're still in a dismissal. There's still expectations for students starting on Wednesday. No expectations today and no expectations tomorrow. Teachers are still working to figure out exactly how they're going to deliver instruction remotely. And however, we received today some information from the CDC coming through the Utah State Board of Education that informed us that there are now restrictions on groups of 10 or more. So that's caused us to rethink how we're proceeding. All of the school districts in the state of Utah are having to, almost on a daily basis, make adjustments. And we're used to that. We're used to making adjustments all the time anyway. So we are making an adjustment that I don't think will really impact families very much, but it impacts our staff. We're making sure that no more than 10 people are in the building at a time, and that means that our teachers are going to be doing their work from home. Thank goodness we have the technology to make it possible for us to for the teachers to continue to collaborate and continue to work with students. So that's still going to happen. We're still going to move forward, but the teachers will be working from home now.
I know that Friday, when you and I had a discussion, you had mentioned that everything was well thought out. It was a well-designed plan. It wasn't something that came up spur of the moment. And so I guess my next question to you is, how much of this were you aware of could have been a possibility on Friday? I mean, is there steps in place where if we're looking at this particular time, we go this route? I mean, is there a step process that you guys are well aware of and well-equipped to handle at this point?
Well, there's not. There's no established steps, but we could kind of see the writing on the wall. We asked ourselves, if this virus continues to spread, what's the logical next step? And one of those was to no longer have people in the buildings at all. So we knew that that was a potential. We never dreamed that it would happen this quickly. We thought we would have a little more time. But that's the nature of this virus. We're just seeing unprecedented change, and every time we turn around, there's new information, and we're just doing our best to respond to that, make sure our staff and our students are safe.
So, Dr. Hatch, it sounds as if this will impact teachers and maybe even students at the high school and middle school level, but it won't necessarily impact anything at the elementary level, correct?
Yeah, and we actually don't think it'll impact middle school or high school students that much either, because the teachers will still be interacting with them electronically.
Okay.
So they'll still be, you know, doing what the teachers have been designing today and that they will continue to design and be ready for tomorrow. Elementary, also, you know, we have asked that all elementary parents make arrangements to come and pick up packets on Wednesday. And we want to really stress the importance of that. These packets include very important activities, books, things that the students need to be able to make the next couple weeks productive. So we really need to make sure parents understand that they need to make arrangements to come and pick those up on Wednesday.
Is this something that they will need to do every Wednesday? Or is that kind of handled on a week-by-week basis? How does that play out, I guess, for elementary students?
Good question. We want to have people come on Wednesday to pick up the work that they will need for the rest of this week and all of next week. That'll take us to the end of this two-week period. At that point, the state of Utah will be reconsidering, you know, whether we extend that dismissal, or we do something else. So, yeah, just one time for now, but there might be another time to come and pick up some work for kids.
Again, our guest right now was Dr. Lance Hatch, superintendent of the Carbon County School District. Dr. Hatch, let's talk about the breakfast and lunch program. Monday, we kind of got our first glimpse into it, and I know you were very happy with the way it went. You've gotten a lot of compliments from the community. I've seen this on social media as well. A lot of people are impressed with the way the district has been able to handle the breakfast and lunch programs.
Well, we're very excited. You know, the transportation department has stepped up. Our bus drivers, Bruce Bean, who heads up that department, they've just been willing to do whatever is needed. Heidi Anderson from the foods department has been working with her people. And somehow, some way, we were able to find, you know, 60 paraprofessionals to help out on top of all the, you know, the foods workers. It's just a massive effort to get these breakfasts and lunches into the hands of students. We hope everyone in the community will take advantage of this. It's free, and we just love to see our buses out there, and we love to see, you know, the students benefiting. I've received word, pictures, all kinds of things from people saying how much they appreciate it. So it's been very successful. We will definitely continue that effort all the way through the rest of this dismissal.
It is also important to mention that school will resume on Wednesday for kids. I know you and I have had a lot of conversations about the teachers. We've had a lot of conversations about the avenues that they now have to take. Monday, Tuesday, it's a day off for kids, but it will resume on Wednesday.
Students will be expected to do schoolwork on Wednesday. I apologize to them. I know that they're kind of enjoying the little break, but no, school will resume. It's just going to look a lot different. And we need the students to recognize that learning needs to continue. We're not going to overburden them. We're not going to have unrealistic expectations. They don't need to dread it. They're going to be able to practice things that they've learned. They're going to be able to get better and get more fluent at the skills that we need them to stay with. So we don't want them to think it's going to be torturous, but we do need them to stay sharp. And these activities that we're asking them to do will help to achieve that.
Really, we don't know what the month of April holds, right? So that's why this is so vital, I would say, over the next 2 weeks. We don't know what these kids will be preparing for the month of April and maybe even May.
We hope that we'll be back in school as usual. But everything seems to be indicating that we're in for the long haul here. Dismissal for these 2 weeks is likely to continue, and that's why it's really important that we continue every effort on the part of the students and the staff to make sure that students are continuing to stay up on their learning.
Might be a tad bit of a curveball question, but at this particular moment, spring break still the same time as we expect right now within the district?
Yes, spring break is scheduled for April 6th, the week of April 6th, and we anticipate that the break will help us with this dismissal. If the dismissal extends beyond the 2 weeks, it's likely to go to additional weeks, which would mean that we'd have 1 week where, you know, there's no responsibility for the students or teachers, and we feel like that would help us out. So at this point, the plan is to keep spring break right where it is. You know, if that changes, we would communicate that with everybody. But right now, it looks like that's the plan.
Carbon School District Superintendent Dr. Lance Hatch joining us in the studio today. Dr. Hatch, it is always a pleasure to get you in. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. I think we hit it all. Thank you.
No, absolutely. It's my pleasure. I know we'll be talking again relatively soon because this is a situation that seems to be changing by the moment. So I definitely look forward to more conversations in the very near future.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate everybody's patience. We are scrambling just like everybody else in trying to figure out how best to deal with this. We love your students and we want to help them to continue to learn the best that we can in a trying situation. So we'll continue to put our best efforts forward.
Fantastic. Thank you again so much for the time today.
Thank you.
All right. For more information or to listen to this interview once again, make sure you visit Castle Country Focus at castlecountryradio.com.